From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday. She said the losing Democrats owe Trump, in her words, an open mind and a chance to lead. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power, which happens on January 20th. Trump is vowing to never forget the working-class Americans who launched him into one of the biggest upset victories in American political history. Voters reacted to the surprise Trump victory.
Pretty excited. I want to see what somebody who doesn't have a political background will do with the country.
My candidate was going to be Bernie Sanders. And I thought, because I realized that he had represented change, and I thought that anything would be better than where we were going in our current history and path.
I cried this morning. It's very emotional, because I understand, you know, we've got a Republican, which I don't mind, but I do mind Trump.
Trump appears to be on track to lose the popular vote, becoming the second Republican president to do so just 2 days before the election day. Trump tweeted, "The Electoral College is a disaster for democracy, and yet without the Electoral College, right now he would not be headed to the White House." As vote counting continued across the country, Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results tallied by the Associated Press. With nearly 125 million votes counted, Clinton had 47.7% of the vote, Trump 47.5%. That's a lead of about 236,000 votes. A few weeks ago, Democrats were confident they could take control of the Senate, maybe even the House. Election results came in Tuesday, and it quickly became clear that Republicans will be keeping control of both houses. This is VOA News. People across the globe woke up to the unexpected news that America had elected Donald Trump. Many world leaders earlier had made no secret of their preference for the Democrat, Hillary Clinton. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Donald Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the situation. British Prime Minister Theresa May, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President François Hollande were among those congratulating Trump on Wednesday. Here is Theresa May.
Britain and the United States are and will remain strong and close partners on trade, security, and defense. We have a long-standing and enduring special relationship.
Iran's president says the recent nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers cannot be overturned by a single government. Trump had opposed that accord. And Mexico's president plans to meet with the president-elect. The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for a new border wall. Two Marine fighter jets on a training mission collided over the Pacific Ocean near San Diego Wednesday, with one pilot being able to land nearby and the others ejecting safely. The pilots, each in a single-seat F/A Hornet, were taken to nearby medical facilities and were in stable condition. The pilot who ejected landed in the ocean and was rescued by the USS Carl Vinson. The second pilot landed at the Naval Air Station North Island in San Diego. The cause of the collision is under investigation. Haiti is launching a vaccination campaign to stem the outbreak of cholera in the country. The disease has spread after Hurricane Matthew. The campaign was launched Tuesday in two southern areas especially hard hit by the October hurricane. Authorities hope to vaccinate more than 800,000 people. The United Nations agency monitoring the nuclear pact between Iran and six world powers said Wednesday Iran has been storing heavier water than the agreement allows. The heavier water could be used in the process of making fissile material for warheads. It was the second such breach since implementation of the agreement that limits Iran's nuclear program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. The Confidential International Atomic Energy Agency report was released by the press Wednesday. About 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home Wednesday. They are the first of 1,000 Kenyan troops being withdrawn from South Sudan. The withdrawal comes in response to the UN firing of a Kenyan commander in the region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.